Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you catching them all?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. I hope you are. Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is Catch 500. Catch 500. So Marie, what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, Alex downloaded a game called Catch 500, so it's in his phone, and he can use it all the time.
Oh, I hope he's not using it all the time, even at work. Well, we'll talk more about the good and the bad of this game. Here's Marie with our Read It.
Rob and Taylor are playing Catch 500, too. The game is a great way to exercise. But you need to be careful. Watch where you are going, or you might end up in the hospital. The game helps Taylor and her nephew bond. They compare their scores every night. Does Taylor let her nephew win? No way. They both try their best.
See, Marie, I told you this was a great game.
Why? Because it is fun to catch monsters on your phone?
No. Well, yes, but it is good exercise too.
Yeah, I guess that you are right. You have to find these monsters on a map and then go find them.
And yesterday, Alex was learning about the game. He even downloaded it to start playing.
Yeah, and now Rob and Taylor are playing too.
Everyone has a different reason for playing this game. Well, let's find out some more, but first, let's look at those keywords with Christina.
Hello, Rob 和 Taylor 也爱在手机上抓怪物。玩这个游戏其实可以顺便运动，不过走路还是要小心一点。一边走一边低头看手机确实很危险。You have to be careful.形容词 careful 就是小心谨慎的，走路一定要看路，要不然最后恐怕会受伤。You might end up hurting yourself. 片语 end up 表示最终或结果变成怎么样。其实玩这种游戏玩到进医院的大有人在。Some people end up in the hospital. 名词 hospital 就是医院。Taylor 的侄子也喜欢玩这个游戏，他们每天晚上都会比较一下当天的成绩。英文的侄子或外甥都是 nephew. Taylor's nephew plays that game too. Rob 说这样子每天的互动能帮助他们联系感情。It helps you bond with your nephew. 动词 bond 就是联系或者是建立关系的意思。
This is such a fun game.
I know. I play it every day.
I play it every hour.
The game is not only fun, but also great for exercise.
You're right, but you have to be careful.
That's true. Watch where you are going, or you might end up in the hospital.
And your score will be really low if you are in the hospital.
Wow, I had no idea that Taylor and Rob...also play this game too.
What? Why are you so surprised?
Well, because I thought this game was just for kids, not adults.
Excuse me, I am an adult and I play this game?
Right, Peter. You are, special.
Special? What does that mean?
You know, different.
Different?Oh, thanks.
You are very welcome. Well, Rob thinks this game is a lot of fun. He says it's such a fun game. This is a great way to talk about a noun.
That was such a good dinner. That was such an interesting movie. Friends, try a sentence or two.
We also learned that Taylor plays this game every day.Wow.
Well, what about Rob? He plays every hour. That's even more often.
And I just learned that this game can encourage you to have better health. The game is not only fun, but also great for exercise. Here's Rebecca for more on this sentence.
Hey everyone, I know that today you are going to have a lot of fun. Why? Well, you get to learn a grammar point. You are going to learn how to use the words not only, but also in a sentence. So, let's look at an example. Vegetables are not only good, but also healthy. And another example, books are not only useful, but also interesting. Friends, this is very useful for you all to use, so make sure you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, not only are movies interesting, but are also relaxing.
The park not only has a running track, but also a playground. Okay, friends, can you think of a way to use this grammar point?
So, Rob says that you have to be careful when playing this game. What does it mean to be careful?
Well, you should watch out. Sometimes it has to do with something dangerous. Be careful when driving, or be careful when cooking. You could burn or cut yourself.
But what could they be talking about with this game?
Yeah, what are they talking about? Taylor adds, watch where you are going, or you might end up in the hospital. Before we talk more about this, let's go to Christina.
Taylor 说玩这个游戏的时候要看路，不然你最后可能会进医院。Watch where you are going or you might end up in the hospital. 这个句子里的 or 比较特别一点，我们一般都把 or 当作或的意思。比如 I'll call you this afternoon or tomorrow. 我今天或者是明天会打电话给你。或者 Do you want rice or noodles? 你要吃饭还是吃面？不过今天的连接词 or 不一样，它是要不然否则的意思。你可以说 get up now or you'll be late， 现在就起床，不然你会迟到。或者 finish your homework or you can't go out tomorrow， 把功课做完，要不然明天不能出去。这个是连接词 or 当要不然否则的意思用。
Thanks, Christina. So, let's talk about what's going on here with this game. I mean, if I play it, I'm going to end up in the hospital?
Well, I heard that many people pay attention to this game too much. It's the same when you are texting a friend or making a phone call while driving the car.
Oh, that can be really dangerous. When you're walking around the city or you're on the street somewhere, you shouldn't be playing this game. What if you're crossing the street and you're not paying attention? A car could hit you, or you could run into someone else.
Yes, it's very dangerous. So that is why Rob says that your score will be really low if you are in the hospital.
Yeah, no one wins then. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed learning about this, but let's take a short break right now. Friends, see you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. So, Marie, where should we not use our phones?
Well, there's a couple of places. When you watch a movie, you shouldn't be using your phone because it will distract everybody. You should turn it off.
Yeah, it's really bright. And then other places like crossing the street or driving a car, that's not only impolite, it's dangerous. And our friends are talking about how people are playing this game and it's a little dangerous. Friends, let's look at this last conversation today together.
This is a great game for families, too.
What do you mean?
My nephew also likes the game. We compare our squares and scores every night.
That's great. Catch 500 helps you bond with your nephew.
Exactly.
Do you let him win?
No way.
Really? He's your nephew.
We both try our best. Sometimes I win, sometimes he wins.
So let's review the things that we have learned about this game so far. Alex and James play this game for fun, and Rob plays it every hour. Taylor likes playing it because it's good exercise.
Yes. Taylor tells us another reason why she likes the game.
What do you mean?
Hey, that's a great question, Peter. We use it a lot in English.
Yeah, we do. When you don't understand what someone is talking about or why someone said something, I will ask you, what do you mean?
Exactly.
So Marie, what do you mean?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Taylor says this is a great game for families because she has a nephew that also likes this game.
Okay. Taylor likes the game. Her nephew likes the game.
That's right. They can play the game together, see? They compare their squares and scores every night. It's a way for Taylor to talk with her nephew.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's review some of these family words. Aunt. Taylor is an aunt. And she has a nephew who is a boy, maybe her brother or sister's kid.
That's right. Let's talk about what an uncle is. My mom's brother is my uncle, and that would make me his niece.
That's great. Good practice. So, let's get back to the reason why Taylor likes this game. It's not just to catch monsters and exercise, right?
No, it's not. She can bond with her nephew. This is an interesting word, Peter. Let's talk about the word bond.
Well, this is when you spend time with someone. But the reason is to make your friendship better. What are some things we do to bond with someone?
Well, I like to bond with my mom. The way we do it is we go shopping, we go to cafes, and we talk to each other about certain things.
Yeah, sometimes I will go walking in the park with my parents. It's a way we can bond. So I think you can PK each other in this game, too. Rob asks if Taylor lets her nephew win.
Yeah, and she says, no way. That's a fun phrase, just to say, no. But it really gets the point across. Hey, Peter, do you want to go shoe shopping with me later?
Shoe shopping? No way.
Oh.
Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said that so strongly. Thank you for inviting me, but maybe next time, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe next time. So, Peter, when you play this game, do you put a lot of effort into it?
Of course. I try my best.
And we can all try our best because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Try your best. Try your best.
要尽全力.
Game is too hard.
Try your best.
I can't score any points.
Try your best.
I'm not very good.
Try your best.
Score! Look, I'm winning! I'm winning!
Don't try so hard. Try your best. Try your best.
要尽全力.
That was a great calendar phrase. Try your best to practice it today. And this is such a great phrase. Let's learn more about it with our teacher, Christina.
Taylor 每天都跟侄子比游戏的分数。Taylor 不会让他侄子，因为这个是比赛，两个人都要尽最大的努力。Taylor 说 ，We both try our best。片语 try one's best 就是尽某人最大的努力。你可以在后面加不定词，说 I'll try my best to help you。我会尽力帮你。They tried their best to win the game。他们尽一切的努力赢得比赛。你也会听到有人说 do my best。所以 try one's best 和 do one's best 意思是一样的，都有人用。
Thanks, Christina. Well, friends, now's that time. Time to review those keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Careful. Careful. Be careful when you run.
End up. End up. They always end up at that store.
Hospital. Hospital. My doctor works at this hospital.
Nephew. Nephew. My nephew is my sister's son.
Bond. Bond. We bonded over our love for dogs.All right, friends, keep on practicing those keywords. And now let's take a look back at this conversation and the other one, too. Here we go.
This is such a fun game.
I know. I play it every day.
I play it every hour.
The game is not only fun, but also great for exercise.
You're right.But you have to be careful.
That's true. Watch where you are going, or you might end up in the hospital.
And your score will be really low if you are in the hospital.
This is a great game for families, too.
What do you mean?
My nephew also likes the game. We compare our squares and scores every night.
That's great. Catch 500 helps you bond with your nephew.
Exactly.
Do you let him win?
No way.
Really? He's your nephew.
We both try our best. Sometimes I win, sometimes he wins.
Well, friends, remember to stay safe.While you play video games like Pokemon Go, they can be fun to play, but you should be safe. They are also good exercise, but be careful when you play. Follow these simple rules that we'll talk about.
Yeah, and there are a few rules that you should follow. You should tell someone where you are going. So let them know where you're going to go and play.
Yeah, so that way, if you get lost or, you know, if something happens, people know where you are. Remember to not go alone. You don't want to go by yourself into the city. Something might happen.
That's right. Also, you have to watch where you are going. You don't want to bump into people or maybe a tree.
And remember to stop before you play.You don't want to keep walking. Remember, you're paying attention to the game. So, yeah, just stop.
Yes, that's important to remember. Also, stay in places with good light and lots of people.
Of course, don't play while you drive or ride a bike.
And play from the sidewalk. Don't go into businesses or people's yards. All right, friends, that was some of the rules. Make sure to follow them.Now, let's go to our chit-chat conversation.
Wow, this game is a great way to exercise.
And a great way to get tired.
I've been playing Catch 500 all day.
Just watch where you're going. Be careful.
Okay, Ginger, I'll be careful.
Good. Because if you're not, you might end up in the hospital.
Don't worry, that won't happen.
Good.
Oh, see, there's another one.
Yes, but...
If I try my best, I can catch it and score.
Yeah, but...
Here I go.
But... Yes, but there's a banana peel on the floor. Be careful. Did you catch it? Did you win? Did you score? Sorry.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about phones, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Dahlia Phone.
Thanks for having me today, Rob.
Welcome, Dahlia. Now, Dahlia, we have a question today from Ingrid Su of Pingdong, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I would love to.
Wonderful. Ingrid writes, many people use smartphones, but why are they called smartphones? Are they really smart?
Great question, Ingrid. You're right. Many people use smartphones these days.
But why are they called smartphones?
Well, smartphones are phones that have small computers inside them. Smartphones allow users to do a lot more than make phone calls.
That's true. With smartphones, people can play games, go on the internet, watch videos, listen to music, and much more.
Yeah, and because of the computer inside these phones, they are a lot smarter than phones without computers.
So that's why they're called smartphones?
That's right. Phones aren't the only things that are smart now. Companies have added computers to a lot of things. The computers allow these things to do a lot more than they did in the past.
What other smart things are there?
Well, there are smart refrigerators, smart TVs, smart watches, smart cameras, and much more.
All these things have computers in them to make them easier and better to use?
That's right.
Wow, technology is amazing. Thanks for your help, Dahlia. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. I'm sure you learned a lot of great English while we were learning about this fun game.
Yeah, and today I learned a lot about this game and a lot about the rules that we should all follow.
That's right. Remember to be safe, but remember to bond and enjoy playing this game with other people. Well, friends, we'll see you again tomorrow for another great show right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.